Good morning, everyone. Well, this morning I'm in Psalm 27 and the first four verses. Here we have a Psalm of David, an exuberant declaration of faith by David before he is made king. And in Psalm 27 and verse 1, there is great instruction for you and I today. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. And this one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music." What a wonderful psalm. And that's only the first part of Psalm 27. But here this morning, it says that David had confidence to say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid?" I trust today that you know the Lord is the light of your life and he is the joy of your salvation. And why should we be afraid? No matter what is going on in the world at this time, all the turmoil that goes around and comes around time after time, let us stand fast. Look, put our faces towards the Lord and really realize that the Lord truly is our fortress, protecting us from every form of danger. The Lord is your shield. He is your defender. He is the light and joy of your salvation. Don't be afraid. Trust in the Lord. Like it says in Proverbs 3:4-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Have a wonderful Friday. Have a great weekend that lies ahead, whatever you're doing. And continue to lift your friends and family before the Lord, for he delights in hearing the cries of your heart. In Jesus' name, may you be richly blessed this weekend. God bless. Speak to you Monday.